Hello, listeners. I'm Derek Quackenbush, and this is Podcasts of America, Mastering America for Your Success. Welcome to our series on getting into America's top universities, and this episode, International Applicants. We're joined by Suzanne Condon, the founder of Coast to Coast College Counseling and an expert in the college admissions process. So, Suzanne, we just did a great episode on the admissions process overall. Let's talk about the international students and kind of what the admissions process looks like for them. I guess to start, are international students considered alongside domestic students? Are they in a separate pool? How is that typically handled?
Well, international students are considered separately from domestic students. They're not going to be competing for the same spaces. I think if I had an international student that I was working with, the most important and critical criteria would be a strong grasp of the English language. These students need to have specific knowledge of our educational system here in the United States. They need to understand the mechanics of applying. They need to understand our culture and really have a grasp for what the colleges are looking for. International students need to understand that the United States colleges are looking for well-rounded students. It's not just numbers, it's not test scores and grades. It's an overall holistic approach to looking at a student. Many of the schools I know are very interested in having international students. They really add to the diversity of the campus population, and students learn inside and outside the classroom. So having international students provides a lot of diversity for students. I'd say the Ivy Leagues have anywhere from 8% to 14% international students. If you're an international student, it's going to be really important that you plan ahead and that you gather accurate information and have a solid knowledge base of the mechanisms and the workings of the United States college admissions process. I would highly recommend that international students do hire an independent consultant who can really guide them through the process and set themselves apart in this process. One of the things that international students may not be aware of is there's a component to the process called demonstrated interest. And this is where students find a way to show the admissions officer that they've gone to extra lengths to be interested in that school. If an international student can travel abroad and visit schools, I think that's helpful. That shows the college that they took that extra effort to come and physically see their campus. Another aspect that is considered in international students is their ability to pay. That is important also.
How do they measure the ability to pay? What does that mean?
You know, I'm not exactly sure because I'm not on the inside of the admissions looking at this. But from it's my understanding, you do have to present quite a bit of financial information to show that you can afford to pay for the tuition because you're not going to be getting the grants or the federal aid that the United States students would be inclined to be eligible for.
And this is probably beyond the scope of this series, but at a high level, do colleges, universities help the students with the immigration paperwork necessary to come? Or is that typically something the students would handle on their own?
My guess would be the students would be expected to handle that on their own. I do think admissions officers, especially focused on international students, are open and willing to help in any way they can. So when a student is applying to a college, they should go into that college and search admissions staff. And under the admissions staff, look for the international counselor. They're very accessible and very willing to either speak with a student personally over the phone or to respond to an email.
And for those colleges and universities that you know seek out international students, you know, you've mentioned so far in this series, and I know it'll come up again, you know, students need to be well-rounded. They answer these essays, they talk about themselves. To the extent there are cultural differences, you know, say Asian culture is obviously different than the United States culture. Are the admissions officers or the teams that evaluate these applications, are they sensitive to these issues and they can evaluate students with the appropriate cultural lens typically?
I think they can, but I think they expect them to have the same criteria as a student would have coming from the States. I think they're expected to compete at that same level and be well-rounded just like any other student. I think they're expected to be held to the same standard.
Okay. I think this has been a great episode on international applicants. Suzanne, thank you very much. Listeners, you can learn more about this episode or Suzanne and her work on our resource page at podcastsofamerica.com/universities. Please stay tuned for our next episode, Evaluating Applicants. Until then, this is Derek Quackenbush for Podcasts of America, Mastering America for Your Success.